time. Excellent. Game on. Game on. It's game time. Excellent. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to weekly show number 238. I actually went and found out the numbers today. That is a little bit crazy. It's been going for that long. But I am Straightjacket Jim.
And I didn't know what to call myself. I guess everyone here knows me here as Stormy. So I'm Stormy. Nice to meet you all.
Nice. We're having a little bit of an identity crisis there.
Oh, I just like, so it's not a secret. Like, my name's Bianca, but I go across everywhere online as Stormy. And the other day I was talking to myself, as you do, while you're, you know, minding your own business. And I called myself, like, I caught myself saying, okay, hang on, Stormy, instead of like, hang on, Bianca. Yeah. And it was just like, oh, who am I anymore? Like, I don't know who I am. Like, it was like unsettling, but it's fine.
That's all right, because we do like to pretend here, and that's why we play games sometimes, a little bit of escapism, pretend to be someone else for a while. And before we dive into everything, because I was about to segue into what are we playing now, but we do have to say hello to Manscaped. Thank you again for sponsoring this episode. Don't forget, everybody out there in Goaland, if you would like to purchase anything from Manscaped, we have a code. We have a code. It gets you 20% off. Use the code and just whatever you want from Manscaping, 20% off, right there, done.
Pete has said nothing but good things about Manscaped. He always talks in great detail about how smooth his shaves and stuff have been.
That's so. It. Yeah. And look, I don't mind a bit of Manscaping. I haven't used any Manscaping products just yet, but I it's something on my list, and the next payday, I will be looking at getting one of those, I think, and one of the lawnmowers, because, you know, I am a fairly hairy sort of bloke. Look at my hair. Like, look at this hair. I had this shaved not a month ago.
Really quickly. Yeah. I've just noticed how much it's grown back. Did you miss your hair after you shaved it? Or
not really. Like, the only thing that I kind of missed was a little bit of coverage, because I realized how, like, my head has these waves in it, and it's and you don't realize it when you've got a bit of hair there. Like, it's fine. But even now I can, like, feel the bumps through the hair, but you have to really try. And so I like having a little bit of hair there to hide those, because it just looks odd, and I am not a hat person, so that's but yeah. But yes, thank you for Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com and use the code GOA on checkout to get your 20% off right there. But yes, now we can talk about the games, because that's what we're here. That's what we're here for. We love our games. We love gaming, because what else are we going to love?
It's just I've just been like gravitating to games any spare minute I've got, especially the last couple of weeks, like going full force at uni. So it's just been my ultimate downtime at the moment. What have you been playing?
So I've been going through some Games Pass. Like, after Pete had his experience with the fish game, I forget what it was, but basically it's the end of Finding Nemo, the game. Well, all the fish are in the bag and they're going along. So I found this one called Donut County. And it's just a little simple thing. Like, it does have a story, and basically this raccoon has this donut shop and he sends out deliveries, but the way he puts out the deliveries is with this hole. So, and you can see, if you're watching live on Twitch at the moment, you can see there's like a little hole he's moving around and it eats things. And as you eat more things, the hole gets bigger and you eat more. And I've played sort of games like this before, but it's a cute little art style, and they've done it a little bit differently as well. So there's certain things that happen, like this particular level, you get water balloons and you have to shoot the water balloons into this water wheel to make it go round. And there's other bits, you've got a catapult, we have to launch something up into the air to trigger a switch. And another one where you swallow some like fire and you set things alight and stuff like that. And it's quite a fun little game, and I was very, very impressed with it. It's a short game too. I think I finished it in a couple of hours, maybe a bit less than that. But yeah, it was fun. But I will tell you right now, there was another game that I did that I just made me lose my shit. And it's one of those games you can play for 5 minutes or you can play for an hour. And I'll just get...
Was it KOTOR?
No, but I also played that. But no, it's this game called Deer Simulator. And I've got it. It's ridiculous. Like, so the idea of this game is that you are an ordinary deer, and I use that in inverted commas. And the start of the game is funny enough. Like, it's got a character creator for this human, and the level of depth this character creator goes into is ridiculous. And the first thing that happens is that you get hit by a truck pushing a deer out of the way, and that's it. You never see that human character again. But it's just the over-the-top ridiculousness of this game is crazy. Like, you go around, you pick up guns, and you strap them to your head. You freaking the running, there's got a running animation, and rather than sort of gallop along like a normal freaking deer, he like turns into this suddenly buff deer and just piss bolts along. And I lost my shit. Like, I'm playing this game and my roommate must have thought I was watching the funniest thing ever, because I've just, no matter what happened in this game, it just got more and more ridiculous. So like, and I didn't know what to expect from this game. So I started playing it, and you've got an attack button because it's got a little bit of a tutorial on what you can do. And after a while, you realize that you pretty much everything in this world you can destroy. And after a little bit of destroying things, the police come. Except they're not just the police. They are they're barnyard animals. So it starts off with sheep. And then polar bears with police cars on their backs. And then these bunnies. What are they? I don't know. They're like sniper rifle rabbits. And then lastly, there's a dog, but you don't just fight the dog. All of a sudden, it's a freaking transformer and uses this, like, it's got sheep for feet and the polar bears with the cars for arms and the rabbits there as well. It is ridiculously over the top and so much goddamn fun. I could talk about this for ages. And, like, there's whole heaps of other stuff. Like, there's just big koalas around. Well, big animals around that you can take down and stuff flying through the air. And there's also different levels. I only got into the second level because I was just so happy playing this first level that it just didn't really occur to me that there would be a second level, I guess.
This is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
It's ridiculous. And, oh, yeah, you can ride things as the deer as well. And there's a mecha suit that you can wear. It's just stupid amounts of fun. And highly recommend it. It's on Games Pass. Go give it a try.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's like words cannot express the amazingness that is this game. But yes. Anyway, now that I've got that out of my system, what about you, Stormy? What are you playing?
Well, because I've been pretty locked down with like uni and just general work and things like that, I've been finding it hard to go back to my open world games I've been playing in my spare time. So the Elden Ring and Horizon has taken a bit of a break. I've actually admittedly gone back to Teamfight Tactics just because I can be doing something and kind of have it going at the same time. So I don't know. I've just been finding little games just to jump into, even like on my mobile, just finding the odd app randomly, just something to go have in the background while I'm trying to attempt to do my uni work anyway. or do some of it. But at this stage, like, what I'm hoping to do is, once I've finished like the bulk of my uni stuff, I'm hoping to actually pick up Until Dawn, because I haven't played Until Dawn before personally, but I remember years ago, probably when it first came out, like so many YouTubers that I would watch were playing it, and I've played so the people who made Until Dawn have also made the Dark Pictures games, or the Dark Pictures Anthology, which is basically shorter games in that same Until Dawn, like choose your own adventure format. And I've played about like 2.5 of them. I say 2.5 because I played the first one called Man of Medan, which was like a haunted ship. And the second one was House of Ashes, which in my opinion is the best one they've done so far. But I never finished Little Hope. But yeah, Until Dawn, I've actually never played myself. And I've watched so many other people play it. And the reason why I want to pick up this one is because the people who made Until Dawn have announced The Quarry, which is basically like, you know, supposed to be the successor to Until Dawn. So we assume it's just going to be the same length as Until Dawn. It's not going to be as short as the Dark Pictures games. But you'll see here, quite like the first one, they do have a really big like star cast. So
bit of a that's David Arquette. Cast, yeah.
Yeah, so there's David Arquette, which I was really excited to see because I love Scream. So seeing David Arquette there is great. There's also Ariel Winter, Justice Smith. I think also, now I know he's been in a lot of other things as well. There's a guy called Lance Henriksen, who I believe, I could be wrong, I'm pretty sure he was from Daredevil, the Netflix show. He's in that too. Brenda Song, if anyone's a Disney fan, that's where I know her from. Yeah, I'm really excited for this for a couple of reasons. Mainly because this will also have online multiplayer, quite like how the Dark Pictures games have. And I am really excited to try and get a group of people together to play this, because there's just something about a horror game being choose your own adventure where it's all high stakes and quick time events and things like that. It really just gets your heart pumping. Not to mention the occasional jump scare now and again. But yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to it. And I think playing it with friends is also a really good fun, because not only does it, in one respect, it takes the pressure off you controlling so many different characters, but it kind of takes your decisions or your choices out of your hands and puts them in the hands of someone else. So when I played House of Ashes with my friends, there was a lot of us yelling at each other because we had our own favorite characters, and we were like, don't you do this, because we got to look after this character or this person.
I will defend this person with my life.
Yeah, and it's like you didn't want to be that person that accidentally killed like the favorite, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm so, so excited for this. So while I'm not playing anything new at the moment, because I feel like every time I come on, I'm saying I'm playing Apex or The Witcher or League, and
that's all right. I'm still playing SWTOR as well. So
yeah. You know, at least this one is one that I'm really hanging out for. I think this is going to be my post uni studies celebration kind of game to crack into. So yeah, I'm really, really excited.
Also, you mentioned Lance Henriksen there, and my mind all of a sudden went to Lance Reddick, and it's definitely not Lance Reddick.
No, it's not Lance Reddick.
But older viewers may recognize Lance Henrik as Bishop the Android from Aliens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's...
Was I right?
I'm not sure. Maybe... No, are you thinking about, like, Daredevil's mentor?
Yeah, it's not
yeah,
him.
No, it's not him.
Oh, I thought it looked like him, but it was... Yeah. It's that really strange thing when you have someone be, like, mo-capped and they look just like them, but then there's that... What do they call it? Like, Uncanny Valley almost?
Yeah.
Where they look just like them, but not quite enough to be them.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of the vibes I got from that person there. But I think they do it really well, and I'm quite looking forward to that.
Yeah. I was even looking at, like, because the trailer got to a certain point, and I've gone, oh, that's Sam Raimi. And then in the credits it said it's Ted Raimi. And you go, oh, well, I was close at least.
Yeah, close enough. I remember when I saw David Arquette, I was like, oh, my God, there's no way it's not David Arquette.
Yeah.
Obviously, some likenesses look better than others, but, Anyway, yeah. I could talk about this game all day, but I cannot wait for it to come out.
Nice. And it kind of gives me the vibes of, like, the Telltale games that you had, like the Game of Thrones point-and-click ones they did, and the Wolf Among Us, where...
Yeah.
It's like that your choices carry on throughout the game. So like you have the chapters which are your save points, I guess, and then those choices carry on. Because I remember watching a streamer play Until Dawn, and like it gave you a recap of what's happened previously as well, which was pretty cool.
I like there's another game that's like a choose your own adventure style, which I also really loved and played quite a while ago now, was Detroit Become Human. That's a really fantastic narrative. I think it like I was talking about I think how well the horror genre does with this choose your own adventure style, but Detroit also like really brought that tension in terms of quick time events and stuff like to that game. I feel like it was done really, really well, and there were some really well-written characters which helped a lot as well, rather than relying on things like scares. I think I can, yeah, I really appreciate that.
Cool.
Natty
Well,
said we
that's
did pass the controller with a group of friends on Halloween with Until Dawn, which is like why I'm excited they've taken the quarry in an online multiplayer direction, because now you can play it from the comfort of anywhere with anyone.
I have to have a look, because is that like a multi-system? Like it's 2K, you'd think it'd be multi-system.
Like cross-platform?
Yeah.
Well,
Or
it's coming out on everything but the Switch, but the I was having a look. If you are on PlayStation 4, for example, like it's not cross-generation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like PlayStation 4 people have to play a PlayStation 4, but I think off memory, because I was trying to decide what console to get it on, if you get the deluxe edition, you like for PS5, for example, or PS4 or vice versa, I think you get both editions, so you can play with friends, but yeah, it's not cross gen, it's only like it has to be the same platform, if
Okay.
that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough. But
Yeah.
no, that's cool. Yeah, looking forward to that coming out. But let's get into some gaming news. Well, gaming adjacent news, really, because I got all excited yesterday for a product. It's been talked about for a while, and it finally got, well, a release date for Australia, and that is the Xbox mini fridge. I'm just really
You got one right.
I got one, but
Yeah.
I am just ridiculously excited to get a fridge. It's like I've suddenly turned 50 and I'm out shopping for a new
Well,
lounge. It's yeah, it
it's not just any fridge. Like, it's the Xbox fridge. Like, it's not like it's. I'm not gonna lie to you. I wasn't thinking of getting it initially, and I went up for order, and I was like, oh. I was like, I won't worry about telling my partner because he's probably not interested in it, which was a big mistake. Because that's, I think it went up on EB, EB Games first, and then by the time I just said in passing, about 20 minutes later, oh yeah, EB Games put up orders for the Xbox fridge, and he went, oh, I really want one, and I was like, oh shit. we managed to get one through JB. Have you already thought about what you're going to put it in or anything?
I know exactly where it's going because I have a little six can fridge that sits over there at the moment, and that fridge is going. See you later. Yesterday's news, that is where my Xbox fridge is going.
Because how big? Because you wrote the article about the Xbox fridge, right? How big is it? Because obviously it looks like a Series X, but I haven't actually looked into
I
the size of
think
it and stuff.
looking at those cans that are in there, because the fridge that I've got houses six cans at the moment, so it houses four upright and two slid underneath. So looking at this one, I would say that it's probably pretty close to the size of a real Xbox Series X. But yeah, so but I'm excited about it. I love the storyline for this fridge, because you probably remember when the Series X got announced, there was a lot of people that said it looks like a fridge, and it does. It looks like a fridge, and there were people photoshopping it into kitchens, sorry, and all sorts. And then Xbox just leaned into it, and they made, I think they made two life-size, like proper fridges, and Snoop Dogg got one, and somebody won one. And then last year they were in a battle of the brands with Skittles, and they went, if we win this, we'll build the fridge. And so everybody just went and voted for them. And they beat Skittles, and then they made the mini fridge. Yeah. But how can you compete with an Xbox mini fridge? You can't. Like, what are Skittles going to do? We're going to build a 6-foot-tall Skittles, man.
Like, maybe. I'm thinking if like, now I just know, because I didn't take the initiative to actually order one for myself, I'm thinking, oh, my God, if I had one, like, here in my little studio, I'd never have to leave the room again. Like what Gamma said, I can have, you know, little cans of Pepsi or Coke and some, yeah, like, chockies, and, like, there'd be no reason to leave here.
That's
for
it.
Hours.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's so dangerous, but I love it. And I, like you said, like, I love how true it is to that Series X style. Like, they really lent into, like, the meme of it. And I think that's really cool. I think that's very clever.
To the point, the USB port on the front works. Like, it charges stuff.
What?
There's a USB port on the front of the fridge. I'll see if we can. I'll find a photo. Hang on. Oh, this, just by the way, for those of you that are watching on Twitch at the moment and not listening to us on Listener, this is a photo of my little fridge at the moment. That holds 6 cans.
So, yeah, say goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye, little fridge. Actually, it won't be goodbye because I'll probably take that one into work, and that'll be next to my desk for work.
Oh, man, soon. I can't even pinch that off you.
I don't know what are we going to get for it, you know?
What's, oh, I don't know. You know? No? Don't tempt me.
No. Well, I'm just trying to.
Is this a limited release? Do you know?
I think it will be. But that said, like, this got an international release in October last year, and from what I heard, little rumors that it was the thing that was holding it back was some Australian electrical regulatory stuff. So it's fun, and, like, even though it's up for pre-order now, it's still not coming out till August. So I think the initial post from EB Games said the 4th of August, but the JB Hi-Fi website, when I was pre-ordering, said the 31st of August. So it's still a little bit away. So yeah, that my fridge is still safe for a little bit longer. But yeah, it's just going to be so cool. Even just the top and the Xbox lights up.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I cannot wait to get my fridge. Like I said, I've never been this excited about a white good in my life. But yeah, so a couple of other little things that it's got. So I because I've got one of these, and I've experienced this sort of cooling that it does, because it's not technically a fridge, it's a cooler. And the difference is that a fridge can maintain its own temperature, whereas the cooler is reliant on the outside temperature. So it can only cool 20 degrees lower than the ambient temperature. So if it's in an environment that's 40 degrees, it can still only cool to 20 degrees.
Yeah.
So there is that, but it has a 12 volt plug as well. So you can take it in the car with you as a little fridge.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So it's a really cool little fridge. And like I said in the article that went up on GameOnOz.com, that little fridge that I got, I actually got it when I bought a proper car fridge, but I was curious on how much they cost. And I think at the time I got that, it was worth, my little fridge was worth about $160. So add 5 years onto that and a bigger capacity and Xbox branded, $220 for this doesn't sound outrageous to me. It's about what I would expect to pay, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
And it's just so damn cool. Pun intended.
But
that's it. We need a soundboard to get that. Yeah, I know. That'll be in the new studio. But
yeah, we'll make that our first soundboard request.
That's it.
The ba-dum sound.
Yeah. And maybe like the Family Feud. Ba-bow. But yeah, so in more sort of, and once again, this is gaming adjacent news, because it's about a game, but not technically a game. But Ghost of Tsushima is apparently going to be made into a movie. So this is one I haven't played myself, mainly because I haven't got a PlayStation. But just having seen the footage around it and some videos of Ghost of Tsushima, it's very much inspired by, like, Kurosawa films. And and just the whole look of it. And even I think one of the updates they did not long after release was they let you have a black and white mode, which just made it so much more cinematic. And I can see this being a really cool movie, like just a nice little samurai movie, samurai revenge story. And I honestly can't wait to see it. Although that said, I haven't seen Uncharted yet. I still need to see that.
I think it would be really interesting. I mean, personally, because I haven't had the chance to pick up Ghost of Tsushima yet, but I know I feel like all the friends that I know that who have played it, I've not heard a bad thing about it. I've heard nothing but good stuff. And I think I'm just interested, especially like I haven't seen Uncharted, but I've heard enough about it. And obviously, I think a little while ago we talked about video game adaptations and things like that too, how true it will be to the game or how far it will stray, because without even saying it's a video game movie, just having like a samurai movie, I think will be really interesting to see. Yeah, I guess like where, like how much it will stick to its roots, or whether, you know, I it's a shame because a lot of video game movies have a bad reputation, how they'll maybe try and form it to maybe hit a bigger audience. I think it will be, yeah, I think it'll be an interesting direction. And I'm having a quick glance at the article you're saying there, because obviously Sony's just had Uncharted, and you know, we've got The Last of Us TV show coming as well. I haven't seen it yet, but I do want to see the new Sonic the Hedgehog as well.
Yes,
That's supposed to be good. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen the new one, seen the one they did a couple of years ago, and I loved that. Like, it was just a nice, it hit all the right points.
Yeah. So I think, you know, I apart from Sonic, because that's the first one I think of, and Gamma just said OG Mortal Kombat movie's still the best. I think I said this a while ago. I didn't mind the new remake. I thought it for what it was, I think it was good fun.
I thought the new Mortal Kombat movie focused too much on trying to give us a story
And
in a movie that is about a fighting tournament.
I think
but
for me personally, I wish they had more focus on the characters from the game rather than this new character, this brand new one made for the film. And I'm sure some other people feel the same way, because like I was like, oh, we don't need this new character. We have so many characters from the games to mess around with. But yeah, I think I'm just interested to see, you know, especially if Sony is pushing more movies of their games and stuff to be made, how they evolve over the next few years. And you know, like the HBO's Last of Us show and stuff, how they're gonna perform and how that's gonna get received too, because you know, it could potentially pave the way for more stuff.
And I think that that's a direction that Sony wants to head, because in 2019 they formed PlayStation Productions to try and find that. Now, Uncharted was already in production before then, but that's where this Ghost of Tsushima title will come from. That's where the Last of Us HBO stuff is coming from. And even stuff like apparently there's Twisted Metal and a potential God of War series coming along. So, like, it's going to be an interesting time. And I think for a long time, video game movies were sort of in the same spot as superhero movies, really. And then Marvel, well, Disney and Marvel got together and they started making, you know, the MCU stuff. And they realized that if you give it the credit that it's due, you can make a really good video game movie. Like, you look at stuff like the Mortal Kombat movie in the 90s, like, that is, honestly, you go watch it now, there's a couple of bits where the special effects are a little bit meh still, like Reptile and Goro's not the best looking, I'll give him that, but it is still, it's a fun movie. Like, and that, if you're making a movie about people that are going into a tournament to decide the fate of Earth, you just want it to be fun. You're like,
I
you
think
don't.
that's what Sonic does so well as well. He has that kind of personality and those like lines on him from the games where it just, because they stay so true to it, I feel like it worked really well when they did that in the movie, and keeping that personality, keeping I guess that same style of, I mean, obviously we can talk about Pete's theories about that original Sonic style, because I love bringing that up.
And I can't deny that it's a good theory. So for those that don't know Pete's theory, his theory was that Sony released that god-awful looking Sonic trailer to start with, because I think at the time it was up against a really big movie. So they've released this, like, Sonic had teeth. It was just, it was all wrong. And so they've released it. There's this big internet uproar, and they've gone, okay, guys, we hear you. Here's the Sonic that you like. And everybody was happy. And Pete's theory is they did that deliberately. And I can't say that he was wrong, because I'm kind of leaning that way as well. But like, if it wasn't deliberate, or if it was deliberate, either way, it worked out well for the movie, because it just generated some more hype. And
Gamma says, I could see a Crash Bandicoot movie. I think it's really interesting what they did. Like, I'm comparing it to Sonic a little bit, how they brought Sonic into, like, our world, like, into Earth, and what direction you could take with other games that have such animated characters like Crash and everything too. I would love... this is cheating a little bit, because Star Wars is already its own thing, but I would love to see Cal Kestis from... Jedi Fallen Order make an appearance in either a TV show or a film. I think and Iden Versio for that matter as well, just to see those worlds like collide. I guess kind of like how we did with like Cad Bane and you know, coming into Mandalorian and stuff. But I'd love to see, I think they are doing, actually Gamma, they are doing Metal Gear, aren't they? Is that Twisted Metal? Is that the same?
I'm not sure.
Not Oscar Isaac. I feel like I could be wrong, or maybe it's in my head because I'm all about Moon Knight at the moment and I've just seen Oscar Isaac everywhere. But I'm sure they've cast Snake.
So Twisted Metal was like a video game sort of death and destruction sort of thing, by the look of it.
I'm sure they're doing a Metal Gear series.
So it's got an IMDb entry for Metal Gear Solid, and Oscar Isaac as Solid Snake is the only cast member listed there.
I wasn't imagining it.
No, you weren't. You got it. You trust yourself there. It's little bell that goes ding ding. Oh, I think that's it in the back of my head.
I thought it was just going to cross over with me watching so much Moon Knight, or like rewatching Moon Knight at the moment, because I feel like Oscar Isaac's almost. He's kind of coming back around on our screens everywhere, and now he's going to be in this Metal Gear series. That'll be really cool.
His English accent, though, I know this is slightly off topic for a game podcast, but his English accent in Moon Knight is just a little bit out there for me.
Yeah, it's funny because it's such a exaggerated, I feel like, version of like a Cockney accent, which is what I grew up like. Hearing from my mum and her side of the family, so hearing him take on that voice was pretty amusing. It was pretty good. It'd be interesting to see what this Ghost of Tsushima film will be like.
I feel like, there's been stuff written on the internet about this, but I feel like I have to bring it up, is that the Halo TV show and how that's been transposed, because it's... I'm going to say I enjoy the show, but it's very different to what you know in Halo. And I understand why they did it, because, and it's the same reason when Disney bought Star Wars, that they basically wiped all the canon except for the movies. Because if you've got this playground, you want to be able to play in it. You don't want to be restricted by this area is already off limits because this has been done in there already. You know, it's, and in terms of a TV show, I'm enjoying it. There's some mystery set up there. There's some intrigue. I didn't like that it took until the third episode to introduce Cortana. I feel like that should have been done a little bit earlier. But I do like it. Like, because the first game, you don't hear about Halsey at all. And she is such a big influence on Master Chief. So you can't not ha if you can't make a TV show and not have her there, unless you're just going to have a carbon copy of the video game, I feel.
Yeah, I think it's I don't think it's an easy feat by any means, trying to adapt a video game into a movie or a TV show. And props to anyone that's doing that at the moment with everything that's been announced and not announced yet. But yeah, Halo, I've heard very mixed things about, especially when you have fan expectations as well. It's yeah, I don't envy them.
No, me either. But yeah, so that's what's coming up. So I'm actually really keen to see a Ghost of Tsushima. I know I still have trouble saying that name, but yeah, I'm just going to say Ghost movie, just because I think the style of it lends itself towards that sort of Kurosawa-esque imagery. But yeah. Whew. And the last little bit of gaming news we have for this weekend. This one's for our ANZ peeps, because we do like our ANZ peeps. Nintendo are holding a Mario Kart tournament this weekend. The Mario Kart 8 Deluxe fans in Australia and New Zealand will be able to participate in an online tournament on the 16th, 17th, and 18th of March from noon to 6 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. So that's it's pretty cool that they're doing this, and they're offering up prizes. So there's some Nintendo, My Nintendo Gold points that can be won, as well as all players get 100 platinum points per day that they play. So if you play all 3 days, you could get 300 platinum points.
I think maybe I was telling you before we went live as well that I'm unfortunately working for a good amount of this long weekend, but maybe I'll have to cram in some Mario Kart because I have this a terrible competitive streak, and if it means that I might be able to win a few Nintendo points and stuff, I might have to give it a go. But
Yes.
I think it's great because we can it you're not constricted from what I can see or what we talked about to time in terms of when during the day you have to play it.
I think, like, I'm not sure on how the Mario Kart tournaments work, so I'm just wondering if somebody that sits there and plays it for the full 6 hours will have more chance of getting into the top 10 than somebody that just plays for, half an hour sort of thing. So,
Unless you're really good and can do it in half an hour.
yeah, but I'm just wondering if, because it'll probably be based on some sort of ranking point. So if you play more games, then you're going to get more points and rack them up. So I'm a
Oh,
little
okay.
bit worried about that. But they've also got, like, because the top 10 get 2,500 My Nintendo Gold points, but 20 players across the 3 days also get 1,000. So they're picking people at random, like a lottery, to do it. So, and
Yeah.
even if you just play once, if you log in and have one race, you still get those 100 platinum points as well. So, and it's a bit of fun, just a little bit of fun. 3 separate days. Scores reset each day as well. So if you can only play one of the days, then you can just do that. Yeah.
I think that's quite exciting. I think it's really cool. I mean, I'm interested to see, 'cause have they done a tournament like this before?
I think that there's usually lots of tournaments going on, but I don't know if they've, like, they're really promoting this, because I got an email about this. You were saying before that you got an email about it as well. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure is the answer.
Yeah, I would love to know how many people are going to get amongst it. I imagine quite a lot, but like in the whole scheme of things, if there's top 10 winners each day, like people going to be clawing for those Nintendo
Yeah,
points for
that's
sure.
it, that's it. But that's really cool, and I like that it's coinciding with Easter, so that's really good. That's why we've got the 3 days there. So it's Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, so we can get amongst it there. Get on. If you want to join in, just go into Mario Kart, go to your online play. There's tournament codes that, if you just do a quick Google search for them, you'll find them. No worries, even if you haven't got the email there yourself. And there's a different code for each day, so get in, because, What else are you going to do on Easter but play video games? Unless you have to work like some people, unfortunately.
I'll try my best to find some time. Do you know what? Are you going to sink into anything on a long weekend? Or
I'm thinking about it. So I got a friend that really likes Dragon Age, and they've been talking to me about it. And I'm thinking I might give Dragon Age Origins a go over the weekend. But I've also got, you know, Star Wars Lego that I want to try and get through. I've got SWTOR, which I'm still getting players up to the max level in that after the new expansion. And then, you know, and then of course there's all the indie games that we can find and play as well. Yeah.
I think like I will have a little bit of time to dabble in stuff. So I'm like you, I'm playing a lot of Lego Star Wars at the moment. So I'm hoping to make some progress with that. I've returned a little bit to League and TFT, mainly also because I'm creating a League of Legends cosplay with a friend of mine at the moment. So that's kind of got me back into the spirit of playing the game again.
Nice.
And then I will probably see my family at some point over the weekend. So we'll probably end up playing the Switch. Ooh. I reckon we'll probably some Mario Kart between ourselves, if not the tournament.
Yeah.
And I know we're all hanging out for the Switch Sports game as well at the end of the month. So it's a shame that wasn't coming out over the Easter long weekend or over school holidays, because that would have been absolute prime time to get amongst it. But yeah, so I reckon either Star Wars for me, little bit of League and TFT, and yeah, probably some good old Mario Kart.
Nice. And you know what? I reckon that would make a great big question. What is everybody playing over Easter? Are you going to try and bring down your pile of shame? Are you going to return to an old faithful? Or maybe there's something new that you're looking at playing, you know? Let us know. Let us know on our socials. Let us know in Twitch chat. Let us know. Either jump into our Discord and have a look. Actually, you know what? That's one thing I forgot to say that I was playing, because our Discord community is having a games night tomorrow night. So technically Thursday night, I reckon, is that's good enough to being Easter. You knock off from work and it's pretty much Easter. But yeah, they're having a games night with Gary's Mod, so I'm hoping for a little bit of prop hunt action.
Oh,
that's
man.
So much fun.
That's
like,
why you were asking me what I was doing tomorrow night.
That's exactly it, yeah. So a bit of Gary's Mod, bit of fun there. So if you're in our Discord, go up, have a look for that event, and let Morg know that you're interested in it too. But I think that's about it for our show tonight, Stormy. Thank you so much for putting up with me again.
Oh, no, thanks for having me again. It was always nice chatting.
And remember, everybody, don't forget to save.